Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Horios Daf Ches. We left off in the very top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph at the first word on the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, and Neshama Shavan Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Mr. Yanki Shifman, Lila Nishmas, his mother-in-law, Masha Tzivya Basra Vavram Aryeh, Allah Shalom Shloshim, ends today, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Once again, a reminder that in just 2 days, we will be celebrating, we're finishing a few more days than that, but we will be celebrating the Siyum on Seder Nezikin together with all Daf, all Torah, here in the Shul in North Woodmere. Please visit bknw.org to register, and we welcome walk-ins as well, but we'd prefer if people would let us know that they're coming, so it should be a beautiful event. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an Ashem Talui, regardless of whether you hold he needs a Helam Davar to be Chayiv for Avodah Zarah, that he just is never going to bring an Ashem Talui. What's the source for that? And then the Mishnah is going to talk about how all of these anomalous karbanos, all of these unique karbanos of the Kohen Gadol and of the Melech and of the Tzibur, and all of these are only for Averos that are chayiv kares if you do it b'mezid, and typically would be chayiv chatos if you do it b'shogeg. And the Gemara is going to derive the source for all of that. And how I know that by all of these things, it's only on al davar shazdono kares v'shigegaso chatos. Then the Gemara is going to talk about which karban does a city bring if it violates avodah zarah b'shogeg. We know when a city does avodah zarah b'mezid, so it becomes near nidachas and it has its own unique status. So, and we know there's a din of a Tzibur doing Avodah Zarah. We know there's a din, meaning of an entire Shevet or an entire Klal Yisrael doing Avodah Zarah. We know there's a din of a Yachid doing an Avodah Zarah. What about a city doing an Avodah Zarah? A Rabbim doing Avodah Zarah? A Bishogeg? Is there any carbon, any unique carbon for that? Then the Gemara is going to have three proofs that the Psukim in Bamidbar Tesvav are about Avodah Zarah, because through all these drashas, the Gemara discusses, oh, we see in Bamidbar Parak Tesvav that there's a, you know, a limudim to be made about Avodah Zarah. But the whole assumption is that that Parsha is about Avodah Zarah. The only thing is, it never says in that Parsha the word Avodah Zarah. So how do I know that what it's talking about? It talks about rebelling and this and that, but how do I know that it's about Avodah Zarah? Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to tell us that a Beis Din does not bring a Karban, and a Yachid wouldn't bring an Ashem Talui for something that's normally Chayiv in Olav Yored. Meaning, when it's an Avera that normally would require an Olav Yored, and Beis Din does such a thing, so then Beis Din issues a psak on such a thing, there is no such carbon for that. There's no carbon that Beis Din is going to bring, nor would a Yachid bring an Ashem Talui for something that, even if you knew that you had done the Avera, would only be an Olav Yored, would depend on your wealth level. That doesn't lend itself to an Ashem Talui. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, which we may or may not get to, has a machlokas whether a nasi is never chayiv olav yored or only isn't chayiv for shvuas ha'edus in olav yored. So what limitation is there when it comes to olav yored by a nasi? So all about karbanos. Like we said, this is the bridge into Seder Kachim, where so much of Maseches Horios is about karbanos. So let's see at the very top of the page. Vishavin, we had said in the Brisa that both Rabbi and the Chum agree, Shein mevi Ashem Talui, that the Kohen Gadol does not bring an Ashem Talui when he's not sure if he had sinned. Me, Nallah, and how do I know that a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an Ashem Talui? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Be'ashem Talui, V'chiper alav ha-Kohen al shigigaso asher shagag. So Rebbe Savar, Mi shekol cheto b'shkaga, that we learn that you're only chayiv an Ashem Talui if every carbon you bring is b'shigas meisa, what's mechayiv your carbon is purely the fact that you did it in aver b'shogeg, and is not based on the fact that prior to doing that you issued some sort of erroneous psak. It's not at all psak based. It's all maisa based. That's when you bring an Ashem Talui. When only a person who every carbon that they bring is all maisa based and not psak based. Yatzazesh ain't kol cheto b'shkaga, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, where not all of his karbanos are purely maisa based. Elabelim davar. You have a carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings that relates to him issuing an erroneous psak. So while it may be true that Rebbe holds when it comes to a Kohen Gadol violating Avodah Zarah, all he needs is Shigigas Maisa in order to be Chayiv his Karban. But by every other Aver in the Torah, his unique Karban is only Behelim Dover with Shigigas Maisa. Not all Cheto is Bishkaga with only is Bishigas Maisa alone. Only some of his Chataim are Bishigas Maisa alone. So says Gemara, yeah, but Midi Kolksiv, does it say in the Pasuk that the Chiyuv of Avashim Tali is only someone who's Kol Cheto is Bishigas Maisa? It only says Al Shigas Asher Shagag. That makes it sound like if he has any Avera that's Tali and Shigas Maisa, any Karban that's Tali and Shigas Maisa, he's subject to Hashem Tali. So the Kohen Gadol should be included in that as well, because his Karban for Avodah Zarah, according to Rebbe, is only Bishigas Maisa and doesn't rely on any erroneous Psak. So it says Mari in. Yeah, we can learn from the Pasuk that it's only someone who's Kol Cheto Bishigas Maisa. I know the word Kol does not appear in the Pasuk, but even without the word Kol explicitly appearing in the Pasuk, we know that to be the case. Dim Kane, because if it were true that it's only about someone who has any sort of avera that's b'shigas maisa alone, so nichtov al shigaso lameli asher shagag. Let it just say al shigaso. Why does it have the double expression asher shagag? So hakamash melandatika kol cheto b'shkaga, that the chiyuv vashem tali is only for a person who his karbanos for his averos are only about shigas maisa. Yatzam Mashiach shein kol cheto b'shkaga el abavuzchavim v'lo b'shar mitzvos al b'am davrim Shigas Maisa, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, where it's not every carbon that he brings that's totally only on Shigas Maisa, only his Avodah Zarah carbon is totally purely on Shigas Maisa. But for every other Aver, it's also totally on Elam Davar. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi and hold that even by Avodah Zarah, the Kohen Gadol is not Chayiv a carbon on Elam Davar and Shigas Maisa, that is not Chayiv a carbon on Shigas Maisa alone, requires Elam Davar as well. So we darshan, Misha Chato, Misha Cheto b'shkaga, yatzu Mashiach she'in cheto b'shkaga, lo b'avuzcham v'lo b'shar mitzvos, elam b'davrim shigas meisa. So we darshan that. Where do we find the din of Nashim Tali? Only someone whose karbanos are tali on shigas meisa, as opposed to Kohen Gadol, who doesn't have any karbanos that are tali on shigas meisa. Not avodah zarah and not any other avera. It's all tali on helam davar together with a shigas meisa. Okay. Now, new Mishnah. Beisdin is not going to be chayav a carbon unless their psak halacha was about something that if one were to do it b'mezin, they'd be chayav kares, and if they were to do it b'shogeg, they'd be chayav a carbon chatas, and the tzibur follows their psak and violates that avera. So that's when Beisdin is going to bring the parhelim davar shall tzibur. Tosos Maseches Yevamos points out zdono kares means as opposed to chayav elavin, where you just chayav malchus if you do b'mezid and not kares, shigaso chatas comes to exclude pesach and mila, because one might have thought that pesach and mila, well, you are chayav kares for pesach and mila, yeah, but it's not shigaso chatas because they're mitzvos asei, they're not mitzvos lo asei, so there is no chatas if you do b'shogeg. That's why you need both that, meaning normally you're only chayav chatas for that which is dono kares. So why do you need to say both qualifications? That you're only chayav problem davar shel tzibur for something that's both dono kares and shigas chatas. To tell me that Pesach and Mila are not included because they only have zdono kares, they are not shigas chatas. Tosas raises the question that the Mishnah right now is talking about the chayav chatas of the Beis Din. So what? How can you say that they're not chayav chatas unless it's something that's shigas chatas? The Mishnah should have said you're chayav chatas unless it's zdono kares, and that's it. We're talking about who's chayav chatas. So Tosas suggests, first of all, the shigas chatas maybe doesn't belong over here. The Mishnah only mentions it agav other makamos where the two go hand in hand. Or alternatively, what the Mishnah means is, and this is the Pasha Pshat Lechora, that Beis Din is not chayiv to bring their par lechatas unless another individual who they were to do that same Aveira would have to bring a Karban Chatas had they done it b'shogeg. We're not talking about Beis Din's Karban Chatas. We're talking about, meaning we're trying to derive when Beis Din's Chatas comes. So we're saying Beis Din's Karban Chatas is the kind of Aveira that had it not been done by a Beis Din, had it been done by an individual, it would be Zdono Kares and Shigas Chatas. The Rambam points out in Pirush HaMishnah that there are 36 krisos in the Torah. For all of them, Bezin Rabbi Chayiv a Karban, with a mistaken Hora'ah that Rov of the Tzibur follows, except for five. Meaning, of the 36 creases in the Torah, first mission creases, that there are 36 creases in the Torah, for 31 of them, if Beis Din issues an erroneous psak, they could be chayiv aparel and davar shel tzibur. There are five exceptions. Two we mentioned already, Pesach and Mila, because Pesach and Mila are both mitzvah saseh. So even though they have kares, there is no chatas. Chatas is only on lo saseh. Megadef, there's kares, but there's no chatas, because it's a lav she'in bo maisa. And chatas can only come when there's a maisa. Tumas Mikdash and Tumas Kadshim, there's kares, but there's no chatas, because the Torah says that it's a carbon olav yorid. It's not a chatas kavua. So those are the five exceptions. But other than that, all the other 31 out of the 36 chayavei krisus are subject to this rule. So okay, v'cheina Mashiach, and the same is true about the Kohen Gadol bringing his special par lechatas. It's only on an avera that's donu kares v'shigasu chatas. V'lo ba'avodas chavman, even by an avodas zara, Beis Din and the Kohen Gadol are not chayavei korban atchior al dovish is donu kares v'shigasu chatas, unless the psak about the avodas zara is also something that's donu kares and shigasu chatas. So Zdonu Kares by Avodah Zarah is to be Mema'it Megafef and Menashek Avodah Zarah, where it's a Los Haseh, but it's not Kares. If someone kisses, hugs in Avodah Zarah, so there's a Los Haseh, but it's not Kares. Shigosu Chatos is being Mema'it, Tosus points out in Masech Zivamos, is being Mema'it someone who's over Avodah Zarah without any Maisa. So he doesn't bring a Chatos al Shigosu, because like we said, Chatos requires a Maisa. Okay, so now says Gemara Minalan, how do I know this din, that Beis Din is only going to be Chayv a Korban if their psak halacha was about something that's don okaris v'shigasu chatas? So the Tanya, we have a brayser, Rebbe Omer Nemrakan. It says by paral and davar shel tzibur aleha. It says v'nodah chatas asher chatu aleha v'nemr la'alan. And it says by the iser of achos isha, of one's wife's sister, aleha. It says that velish isha elachosa lo tikach litzra legal servasa. Aleha b'chayeha. So since the word aleha appears in both contexts, so it's gzeir shava. Mala alon, just like by achos isha davar shel don karis v'shigasu chatos. We know it to be something that you chayv karis if you do b'mezid, you chayv chatos if you do b'shogeg afkan. So too, when it comes to paral davar shel tzibur, it's davar shel don karis v'shigasu chatos. It's only going to be chayv if it's something that if you do b'mezid, you chayv karis, and if you do b'chatos, if you do b'shogeg, you chayv chatos. So it says more, great, ashkan tzibur, you have now proven to me that the paral davar shel tzibur only applies to this category of sin, to these 31 krisus. Mashiach minalan, but how do I know the same is true about a Kohen Gadol bringing his special karban? The Ashmas Ha'am, Hari Mashiach Ketzibur. Well, we have a Gzeres HaKasav that the Lashmas Ha'am by the Kohen Gadol that calls it Lashmas Ha'am, which is makish the Kohen Gadol to the Tzibur. So whatever rules are true of the Tzibur, we've used this drasha many times already, whatever rules are true of the Tzibur is true of the Kohen Gadol. So that's why it must be true of the Kohen Gadol as well. The Rashba in the Tshuva raises the question, why does the Brice have to learn the Din Kohen Mashiach from the Din Tzibur, from the Hekesh of Lashmas Ha'am? It could have just learned it as a Gzeira Shava, because by both of them it says the word mitzvos, and we're about to see in the next line in the Gemara that we do make a Gzeira Shava on the word mitzvos. So why do I need a Hekesh? Why not just learn it from Gzeira Shava? So the Rashba says, well, from Lashmas Ha'am is better than a Gzeira Shava, because that's called Mefurish Bikra, meaning a Hekesh is that the Torah itself draws your attention to the connection by saying this is like that, without having to just connect two seemingly random words. So a hekesh is a stronger limud than a gzera shava. That's answer number one of the Rashba. Answer number two of the Rashba is, maybe whoever said that we learn it from a hekesh doesn't hold of the gzera shava. In adam dan gzera shava me'atzma alam kin kibla me'rabo. And a lot of times you have one person holds of gzera shava, another person doesn't hold of a gzera shava. Or maybe they hold that yes, maybe there is a din of gzera shava of mitzvahs, but it doesn't apply to the Kohen Mashiach. So says Gemara Nasi, how do I know that a Melech is only chayiv his unique korban on something that's done according to Shigasu Chatos? Yalef, mitzvos. He learns this Gzeira Shava that we just referred to of mitzvos. Ksiv, Gabi Nasi Vasachas Mikol, mitzvos Hashem, Uksiv Bitzibur, and it says by Param Dovashal Tzibur, Vasachas Mikol, mitzvos Hashem Hashalos Yasan. of Hashem. So Matzibur Dovish is done according to Shengas Ochatas. Just like by the Param Dovish El Tzibur, it's only something, you know, the Bezin is only going to bring it if they gave a Psak Halacha about something that one is Chayiv Kares if they did Bemezin and Chatas if they did Beshogeg. So Avnasi Dovish is done according to Shengas Ochatas. So too, the Melech only brings his special Karban about that category of Aveira. So the Gemara says, and Yachid, how do I know that a Yachid has the same din, that he only brings a Kisva or a Si'ira for a Karban Chatos if it's something that's Dono Kares, meaning we're not asking, how do I know he's Chayiv only for that which is Dono Kares or Shigas or Chatos? We're trying to find out how I know about Shigas or Chatos right now. How do I know that if a Yachid violates Isure Kares, Bishogeg, that only then is he Chayiv Chatos, and not just Tam for violating any law in the Torah? Because on Makra, the Pasuk says by a Karban Yachid, V'im Nefesh, V'il Matachton Me'elyon. It says V'im Nefesh, and the Vav attaches this Parsha to whatever it says above it, and therefore the din of a Karban Yachid, which it says below, is derived from the din of a Karban of a Nasi, which is in the previous Parsha. So just like the Melech only brings his Karban Al Davish has done the Karis to Shigas Chatos, so to the Yachid only brings his Karban Al Davish has done the Karis. Okay, so now says Chamachiyoru, and we said by Avod Zara also that only something that's done according to Shigas Chatos. Bavos Chav Minalan, how do I know that by Avod Zara, Beis Din is only going to be chayv their korban that they bring for Avod Zara if their psak halacha was about a type of Avod Zara that's done according to Shigas Chatos, not about hugging or kissing in Avod Zara, which is only a los hasei d'tan rabban, because we have a brisa. We already know that Avodah Zarah is anomalous. It has a different din than all the other Yisurim in the Torah. All other Yisurim in the Torah that Beis Din makes a mistake in Psak about, they bring a par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, just a par. Whereas if they make a mistake in Psak about Avodah Zarah, it's a par Liola and a Si'ir L'chatos. So we know Avodah Zarah is already different. It's on an island. So Yachal, you might think that the din is going to be different as well, that you Chayav Nafil Al Davar She'ains Don't Occur that a mistaken psak of Beis Din related to Avodah Zarah will apply even when it's not a chi of kares type of avera. So Nemar Khan, that's why it says by a carbon seabor by Avodah Zarah me ene, v'nemar lahalan, and it says by a carbon seabor of other averos me ene. So malahalan, just like by other averos, if Beis Din issues an erroneous psak, they're only chayiv their paral and dovish al seabor when it's something that's dono kares v'shigas ochatas, dovish is dono kares v'shigas. Afkan, so to be able to Zara, Beis Din is only going to be Mechayiv, the special Karbanos for issuing an erroneous Psak relating to Avodah Zarah on Dover, says Don Karis, Shigas Chatas. Great. Ashkhan Sibur, Yachid Nasi, Mashiach Minalan. You have now shown that if Beis Din issues an erroneous Psak relating to Avodah Zarah, they're only going to be Chayiv their special Karbanos when it's Dover, says Don Karis, Shigas Chatas. What about a Yachid and a Melech and a Kohen Gadol? How do I know that for their unique karbanos relating to Avodah Zarah are also the type of Avodah Zarah that's dono kares v'shigas ochatos, and not just megafef u'menashik l'Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, Amar Krab, because the pasuk says by the karban of Avodah Zarah v'im nefesh achas, so echad yachid v'echad nasi v'echad mashiach kulan b'chlal nefesh achas, an individual and a melech and the kohen gadol, they're all included in nefesh achas. So this pasuk is about them as well. So we learn their karban from the din of a karban sibur, because since the word vav appears v'im nefesh achas, so we learn to connect it to the previous pasukim v'il matachton min elyon, and therefore I could derive that which it says later in the parsha, meaning the yachid, the nasi, and the kohen gadol, from that which it says earlier in the parsha, which is the tzibur. That just like the tzibur only brings the tzibur's unique carbon from avodah zarah if it's davar shezdono kares shigas ochatos, so too the yachid, the nasi, the kohen gadol also only brings their unique carbon for davar shezdono kares shigas ochatos. Says Gemara, hanich, all these rashis are great. Leman demapik la'alel. For the one that holds that the word aleha is used for gzeira shava, that it says by chatas tzibur from the word aleha that we have by isra chos isha, meaning that was the linchpin. That's how all of this got started, that we were able to link aleha aleha. And I know by achos isha, where the word aleha appears, it's davar shez dono kares v'shin gasol chatas. So mimela, we were able to start this whole cascade of limudim to apply that all of these halachas and all of these kabbalos only apply to something that's dono kares v'shin gasol chatas. Problem is, not everyone uses the word aleha to teach me this gzeira shava. El rabbanon demafki la arayos vitzaros, but the rabbanon who appear in Maseches Yevamos, who darshan from the word aleha that it says in the context of achos isha, to teach me an entirely different gzeira shava, to tell me that a person cannot do yibum on a woman who is an iser erva to him, and he's not allowed to be miyabim the tzaros of an erva to him. So the din that Beis Din is only going to be chayv and davar shel don kares. How do they know that din that a Beis Din is only chayv parlam davar shel tzibur when their psak was about something that's donu kares shigasu chatos? So as the Gemara, nafka luhu midemasni le Rabbi Shua ben Levi lebrei. They derive it from that which Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his son, that the pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Tesvav, Torah achas yelachem lo oseh b'shkaga va'nefesh asher tasa biyad rama. So the pasuk goes on to say, it's Hashem u'megadeh v'nichrus ha'nefeshi mikerev ha'mayim. So huksha kola tarukula la avodas chavim. We make a hekesh between kola tarukula, all other kabbalas in the Torah, to avodas zara, because it says Torah achas, that's the entire Torah, and hanefesh asher tasa biad rama is a reference to avodas zara. So we can learn the dinim of one to the other, and therefore ma avodas chavim shchayav nazon kodesh v'shugasu chatos. Just like by avodas zara, we know that it's only talking about the types of avodas zara where you chayav kares, because the pasuk says Beferish, he kares a nefesh yavon aba sa afkan so tun kala tarukula. You only bring the carbon on something that's chayavet shechayven al zon lekares al shigasu chatas. So ashka. So that's how I know that all of these carbonos only apply to something that's zon lekares shigasu chatas. So says Mar, yeah, ashka yachid nasi mashiach. That tells you that an individual only brings his carbon chatas, and a melech only brings his unique carbon, and a kohen gadol only brings his unique carbon, because the pasuk says nefesh achas techta b'shkaga, and we said a yachid, a nasi, mashiach, they are all included in nefesh achas because they are all individuals. Bein bavuzcham bein b'shar mitzvos, and that would tell me that whether they violate avodah zarah, whether they violate other mitzvos, it's only going to be zdona karis shigasu chatos for which they bring their carbon. That's wonderful. Tzibur minalan. Problem is, the limud is from nefesh achas. The tzibur is not nefesh achas. So how do I know parlam davar shel tzibur only applies to that which is dono kares shegasu chatos? Says Mar, oh yeah, yalef elyon mitachton. We learn that from the fact that there's a link between the parsha elyon and the parsha tachtona. In the parsha elyon, it talks about the carbon tzibur of avodah zarah. So we learn that from the parsha tachtona. It talks about the yachid, carbon yachid of avodah zarah. That just like yachid is only chayiv for his carbon for davar shel dono kares shegasu chatos, so too by a tzibur, it's also only true for that which is dono kares v'shigasu chatos. So the Gemara explains, v'Rebbe, hadir b'shum ben Levi, my avodai. Now Rebbe, this drasha that Rebbe Shum ben Levi made, that we make a hekesh between kala tarukula and avodah zarah, what does he do with it? I mean, Rebbe Shum ben Levi used that drasha to teach me that huksha kala tarukula avodah zchavim, to teach me that just like avodah zarah is only dono kares, so to kala tarukula is dono kares. Rebbe had that from Chosishto already. He already derived all of this. So what's he going to do with this hekesh? So mapik leilicha detanya. He uses this hekesh to teach me a different thing. Lefisha matzino shechilik hakasav bein rabim. We find that there's a difference between a mass of people that does avodah zarah b'mezid, meaning in irani dachas, and individuals that do avodah zarah b'mezid. Rabim, when a city does avodah zarah b'mezid, besayof, so the misa that they get is sayof umamonum avar, and we destroy all of the possessions of the entire city. Yechidim beskila umanum palat. Yechidim violate avodah zarah, they get skila, and their money doesn't get destroyed. So say Yachal Nachluk Bekarban Hoseim. So I might think that there should be a different carbon for a city that does Avodah Zarah. So Tamalomar Torah Achas. Yeah, that's what I use Torah Achas to tell me that Merubim that do Avodah Zarah are Bishogig are just like Yechidim. That just like Yechidim bring a Seiras Izim for a carbon, the Merubim bring the same carbon that a Yachid would bring. Meaning a city that does Avodah Zarah Bishogig is like a bunch of individuals that did Avodah Zarah Bishogig. There's no special din called an ear. There's a din called ear on Idachas when they do Bemezid. There's no special din of a city that does Bishogig. Maskefla Rav Chilkia Mehagronia Taima Delochilik Akasav. Sounds like the reason we are not mechalik between the carbon of Yechidim that do Avodah Zarah Bishogig and the carbon of a city that does Avodah Zarah Bishogig is because the Pasuk never makes such a chilik, and rather it says Torah Achas Yelechem to tell me that they're the same. Hachilik, but if the Torah would not have made this hekish to tell me that they are the same, Hava Amina Nachlok, meaning the Gemara is now going to ask on the Hava Amina, meaning you're telling me I need a specific hekish to tell me that there's no din of a city doing Avodah Zarah Bishogig. There's no special carbon for a city that does Avodah Zarah Bishogig. So the Gemara is just asking, what would that carbon have been? Meaning, what did you envision that carbon being? What's a special carbon that they would have done? Meaning, think of every possibility of a carbon they could bring. Someone else already has that carbon. It wouldn't be unique. My Nisi, what carbon should they bring that we don't find anywhere else? Nisi Par, you're going to come up with a Chiddush and say, oh, if a city does have Avodah Zarah Bishogig, they bring a Par. Well, guess what? Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvah Sud Demaisi. That's already a carbon. That's already taken care of. A Tzibur, a Par Olam Davar Shel Tzibur is a Par. So that's not a unique carbon. Nicey parliol of Siyol Lechatas, you're going to suggest, oh, if a city does a Vodazar, they should bring a parliol and a Siyol Lechatas. Guess what? Tzibur Bavos Chavim Udemaisu. When a Tzibur does a Vodazara, they already, based on Aras Bezdin, they already bring that. So Naisu Siir, you're going to tell me, let them bring a Siirism for their carbon. Nasi Bishar Mitzvos Udemaisi. Melech brings that when he violates any of the other Averus in the Torah, not a Vodazara. Any of the others don't occur. Averus. Nicey Seira, you want to say, okay, let him bring a female Seira? Well, Yachanami Ainu Karbanu. That's a Yachid's Karban for Avodah Zarah. So, what did you envision a Tzibur doing? It's a unique Karban for a Tzibur when they do Avodah Zarah Bishogeg. So, says Mari Itzrich, I still need the Pasuk to tell me that they don't have a special Karban. I might have thought that when it's a Gansa Tzibur, it's a rov of a shevet, a rov of Klal Yisrael. So then, yes, they bring a par and a seir, but the par is the ola, the seir is the chatas. And I would have thought that when it's a city that violates Avodah Zarah Bishogeg, you just flip it, that it's a par for a chatas and a seir la ola, and that has no match. You never find that anywhere else in the Torah. Inami, or another way to explain, tzarech vein la takana. I would have thought that in order for a city that does Avodah Zarah Bishogeg to get a kapara, they need a unique karban. But since we don't have any unique karbanos for them to bring, that there simply is no kapara for them. So kamash malan, that's why I need the sekesh to tell me there is a kapara for them. They're just a bunch of yechidim. A city that does Avodah Zarah Bishogeg, they're just a bunch of yechidim. They bring the regular karbanos that a yachid would bring. Okay, so now says Mar Dekuli al Mias, kik sivi hani kroi bavaz chav muduk sivi. Now, everyone seems to be assuming, though, that the psukim in Bamidbar Perek Tesvav are about Avodah Zarah. My mashma, where does it say anywhere that it's about Avodah Zarah that gives us this impression? The Marsha points out that even though it says at the end of the Parsha, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza, and that's got to be about Avodah Zarah because Rashi writes that a person is Dvar Hashem Baza means they were Mivaza, the very first of the Aseret HaDibros of Enochi Hashem Elokecha, but we're saying on the other Pesukim in the Parsha. How do I know those are about Avodah Zarah? So Amar Rava, V'item Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rava Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Ramila Kadi, or some say that without attribution, that Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'chisishku v'lo sasu es kol ha-mitzvos ha-ele, ezu y-mitzvos shishkula k'kol ha-mitzvos, when it says that if you violate kol ha-mitzvos, what is the one avera that's like violating kol ha-mitzvos? Havyomer zu avodah zarah, that's avodah zarah, that's a denial of everything. Debei Rebbe Tana, by Rebbe, they taught differently. How do I know that it's about avodah zarah? Amar Kra, the pasuk says Asher Dibra Hashem El Moshe. So it sounds like the diuk Rashi points out that we're trying to make over here is that the Klal Yisrael heard Hashem speaking to Moshe. That the in the Sefer Shar Yosef he writes that even though from the pashtus of the pasuk it's not clear that Klal Yisrael heard when Hashem was speaking to Moshe, but the next pasuk says Asher Siva Hashem Aleichem Biyad Moshe. Whereas over here it says Asher Dibra Hashem El Moshe. So the contrast between the two is that the next pasuk is that it was Biyad Moshe, that it was through Moshe that you heard it. Over here it sounds like you overheard it when God was saying it to Moshe. Uksiv, and the pasuk afterwards says Asher Siva Hashem Alekechem Biyad Moshe. So it sounds like they heard from Moshe and not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the following pasuk. So you have to say that this is talking about the Avodah Zarah, because Ezer Mitzvah Shibidibur Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vitziva Al Yedei Moshe. Where do we find a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael heard it straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then yet only afterwards only heard it from Moshe? Haviyomer Zuhav Eskavim the Tan of Rabbi Shmuel Anoch Viliel Chamipiagvura Shamanum, that it must be Avodah Zarah, because the first two of the Asaras Hadibros we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the pasuk is referring to something that we heard straight from Hashem as he said it to Moshe, it can only be referring to Avodah Zarah, because it can only be referring to the first two of the Asaras Hadibros. Those are the only things we ever heard directly from Hashem. Whereas the pasuk Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem Biyad Moshe is many other parshas, all the other parshas in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had to deliver to us, that we didn't hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that only came through others. So the Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they said a different way of how I know that these psukim are about Avodah Zarah. So again, so far we said, how do I know the psukim about Midbar Tesvav are about Avodah Zarah? So one opinion was, whoever it was, Rava, Vitim, Rabbi Shimon Levi, or Kadi, said because it says, Kol HaMitzvos Se'elah, so it's got to be something that relates to Kol HaMitzvos, that's Avodah Zarah. Second opinion was, that Debei Rebbe, that it was something that was overheard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only thing we ever overheard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu were the first two of the Asaras Hadibros. Third opinion is made Rabbi Ishmael, that the pasuk in that parsha says l'meni yom asher tziva Hashem v'hala l'doroseichem, that the tziva Hashem came at first, and from then on all the other mitzvahs came. So the tziva must be about Avodah Zarah, because zeh mitzvah she'namra b'tchila. What was the very first mitzvah God gave us? Meaning the first of the Asaras Hadibros, haviyomer zu avodas chavim. That's obviously Avodah Zarah. So that's how I know from the fact that it says it's the first. V'amar mar. What do you mean it's the first? We already got 10 mitzvahs in Mara. So the first of the Asaras was not the first we got. So the Asaras Avodah Zarah was not the beginning, was not the first of the mitzvos. Tosfos point out, the Gemara could have said that there are many mitzvos that are mefurish and psukim prior to Matan Torah, like the tzivoy of Mila to Avram Avinu and Shvichas Damim and Gili Arayus. So he says, no, but those B'nai Noach are mitzvah in as well. Whereas over here, the Gemara is talking about the first one that was given to the Jewish people. So that's why we have to point to Mara as opposed to pointing to anywhere else. So anyway, says Gemara, El Mechavarta Ketashin Me'akara. So you know what? We got to go with the other answers. So we gave three explanations of how I know by Midbar Tez Vav is about Avodah Zarah, and the third one doesn't fit, right? The third one we said, oh, because it's the first, Avodah Zarah is not necessarily the first. We got mitzvos in Mara as well, and therefore we have to stick with one of the other two answers of how I know that it's about Avodah Zarah. Okay, new Mishnah now. So says the Mishnah, Ein chayav na laseva alos seisha b'migdash. Bezen is not chayav a korban if they issued a psak, a mistaken psak about Tumas Mikdash, and the Tzibur did something b'shogeg based on their erroneous psak, and therefore there were mevatel mitzvah sasei or violated a lo sasei. So Bezin does not bring a parol and davar shel tzibur for that, because it's only on something that if you do b'shoge, you're chayav chatos kavua. Tumas mikdash, you're chayav an olav yored, meaning yes, tumas mikdash is kares, but you're only chayav an olav yored for tumas mikdash. It depends on your level of wealth. It is not chatos kavua. So there's no parol and davar shel tzibur on that which doesn't carry with it chatos chatas kavua. For that reason, Beis Din doesn't bring a problem davar shel tzibur, but they also don't bring the olav yored, the Rabbeinu Chananel points out, because the olav yored is only for someone who could be poor. The tzibur is never, you know, it's not poor, it's not rich, it's a tzibur, right? So there's a, so it's not subject to olav yored. And also by olav yored, the pasuk says nefesh, and the tzibur is not nefesh. So the tzibur is never going to be chayv in olav yored. Vein mevin hashem tali al asev al losei shem migdash, and yichidim only bring hashem talui when it's naseir los asev about tumas migdash, because they don't bring hashem talui on naseir los asev relating to tumas migdash, because the carbon of hashem talui is only when if you were to do bevadai you'd be chayv chatas kavua, whereas tumas migdash kedashav is olav yored. So again, because tumas migdash kedashav is subject to olav yored, therefore it's not subject to a parallel davar shel tzibur, nor is it subject to hashem talui when an individual violates it. Aval chayev na seva alos seish benida, but Beis Din could be chayev their karban when they issue psak on violating an asay or a los asay relating to nida. Mevin hashem talui ala seva alos seish benida, and also an individual could be chayev hashem talui if he's not sure whether he violated that which is an asay or a los asay shebenida. Ezui mitzvah seish benida. What does it mean, a mitzvah asay of nida? Where do we have a mitzvah asay relating to nida? So prosh min anida, the din of vestos, that the pasuk, the Gemara darshins and Maseches Nida vizartim esmenei shalmi tumasam, that chayev adam lifrosh miishto samach levesta, that one has to be purish from his wife. That's an assay of Nida. That's how Rashi writes over here. This is a major maramakum. I just taught this yesterday. We're learning Vestos in Yeshiva right now. It's a major maramakum in the sugya of Vestos, because there's a whole sugya in Maseches Nida where the Vestos are daraisa drabanan, and the Gemara concludes Vestos are drabanan. What do you do with this Mishnah? The Gemara is talking about chiyuv karban assay shebemikdash. Is a nida, and Rashi says it's about Vestos. So all the Rishonim say, yeah, Rashi's wrong. It's not about Vestos. This must be about some other din related to nida. It's about a din that comes up in Masechet Shavuos, that if a couple is in the middle of having Tashmish and she's piercing nida in the middle of Tashmish, so it's talking about that din, not about the din of Vestos. And Rashi's assuming, like the Shita, that the Chiv to be parish Mishra, some of the Vestos is Doraisa. But that's not how we paskin. Mitzvah Losa say, Al Tavala Nida. Easy to find what the Mitzvah Losa say, Shabinida is, not to have beer with the Nida. Velisha bin Dastum Saloti Krav. That's an easy one. So Minan Emili, the Tzibur Lomachavi Karban, the Alma, the Yachar Ashim Tali Namilo. So how do I know this din, that a Tzibur is not going to be Chayiv a Karban on something that you don't bring a Chatas Kavua for, and that a Yachid will never bring an Ashram Talui on something that if you would know that he did it, it's not Chayiv a Chatas Kavua? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Baradimi, Nemar Ashram B'Chatas Uba Ashram Talui. It says Nemar V'Ashem. It says V'Ashem by a Karban Chatas of a Yachid and by an Ashram Talui. V'Nemar V'Ashmu B'Tzibur. It says V'Ashmu by the Tzibur. So Ma V'Ashem B'Yachid B'Chatas Kavua. Just like the word V'Ashem appears in the context of a Chatas Kavua, Af V'Ashmu B'Tzibur Chatas Kavua. Therefore, the Vashmu of the Tzibur is only going to be, the Paral Davish Tzibur is only going to be for something that's a Chatas Kavua if a Yachid were to do it. Ma Tzibur Chatas Kavua, Bechatas Kavua, Afashem Talinami Ein Ba'al Al Savi Chatas Kavua. Once I know that by Tzibur it's only for that which is a Chatas Kavua, so Nashem Talu also is only going to be for that which is, you'd be normally Chayiv a Chatas Kavua. Amri Ihachi Karban Olav Yored Nami, meaning why do we hold that we learned the din of Ashem Tali where it says Va'ashem from the din of Karban Tzibur where it says Va'ashmu, and therefore we say that there's the Ashem Tali is only for something that's a Safik Isser that would carry a Chatas Kavua. We could learn the din of Ashem Tali from the din of Karban Olav Yored, because Aksiv, it says by Karban Olav Yored Va'yaki Yesham Liachas Meila. You find, meaning we're excluding Olav Yored from this whole discussion. We're saying Olav Yored is on the out, right? Anything that you're chayiv in Olav Yored for is not going to be subject to the Chatas HaTzibur. It's not going to be subject to the Ashem Talui of Yachid. Well, why not? It says Ye'esham by Olav Yored as well. It says more Danin Ashem Min Ashmu Ve'in Danin Ashem Min Ye'esham. Ye'esham is a different word, and therefore it cannot be derived from Gzeir Shava. It says more, are those the rules of Gzeir Shava? May Nafkamin Vatan Debe Rabbi Shmuel V'Shava Kohen Uva Kohen. We have a Gzeir Shava where we link the words V'Shav and Uva Zui Shiva Zui Bia. because they basically mean the same thing. So apparently you don't need to be the same word in order to make a gzeirah shava. Va'od, and not only that, nelef min va'ashem, mitumas mikdash kedashav, dechzivu tamei va'ashem. The word va'ashem appears by tumas mikdash kedashav, which, guess what, is subject to an olav yored. So you see, we do have the word va'ashem in the context of olav yored. So says the Gemara, amra papa danin va'ashem mitzvos Hashem, min va'ashem mitzvah u'mitzvos Hashem. You're right. If it were just about va'ashem, then we would bring in olav yored as well. Then even that, those averus that are subject to olav yored would be subject to paral davar shel tzibur, would be subject to asham talui. But it's not just from the word va'ashem. It's the fact that both va'ashem and mitzvos Hashem appear in the parsha. You can't say that about olav yored. Amar Rav Shimi Barashi Rav Papa v'neilu va'ashem u'nesias avon min Hashem u'nesias avon. Yeah, but the words va'ashem and nesias avon appear by a carbon olav yored. So why don't we learn from the combination of Hashem and nesias avon? We should be chayav asham talui even on that which is subject to olav yored. So elo amar Rav Nachum Yitzchak danin va'ashem u'mitzvos Hashem. And Asher Lo Se'asena, so it's three phrases that are making up this Gezeirah Shavah. So we learn that from the Karban Tzibur, where it says, "Me va'ashem u'mitzvos Hashem va'asher lo se'asena va'al yochiach," and don't try to prove otherwise from Olav Yored, where on Shmias Kol u'bitus Asayim u'tumus mitzvos Kedashav shalom nemar ba'em va'ashem u'mitzvos Hashem va'asher lo se'asena. It doesn't have all of those words; it only has some of those words, and therefore you can't learn the din of Asham Tali by carbon olav yored. You can only learn from paral and davar shel tzibur that just like a tzibur is only on something that shigasu chatas kavua, so to Asham Tali is only about a safek avera that has a chatas kavua and not an olav yored. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chesam Veis. Have a good day.